Hello, welcome to our weekly podcast, Week in Focus. We'll bring you news and analysis of the events of the week. Today, we'll be talking about the impact of fuel subsidy. On May 29th, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, during his inaugural speech, said fuel subsidy is gone. With me here is Bafa Sunusi, a lawyer and a social commentator. Welcome, Barrister Bafa.
Thank you, Adiza.
So how has the fuel subsidy impacted the nation?
So this is something that almost everyone is feeling it individually. So I would think I will speak for myself, really. It hasn't been easy, you know. Everything ranging from commodities, day-to-day commodities, foodstuff, oil, it has not been easy. Now I only drive my car when there are special occasions. Yeah, so it has changed the way people actually live. And I saw a report by, I don't know how true that report is, that Nigerians used to consume over 63 million liters of oil, but since the removal of subsidy, they have been consuming less than 14 liters for 14 million liters of oil every day. So people have obviously cut unnecessary expenditure to be able to cushion the effect. So, but everyone is feeling the effect. So, Hadiza, also a Nigerian. So, you tell me, how have you been coping?
Okay. I believe that every day, it's like we are, Nigerians are coping. But it seems like every day the life is getting harder. Okay, what I used to charge before in my area was 50 naira. But now it's like 80 to 100 naira. It depends. And if you have a power bank, it's small. System is small. So a lot.
Power bank and phone are different. They charge different.
Yes. They charge different. And have you noticed that people have stopped owning their generators? the lifestyle have been adjusted.
People, most Nigerians now have turned into middle class. Even those that used to, carry their shoulders. now we're all the same. That's not been easy. So, Adiza, how do you think, in your opinion, what do you think the government should do to, make the situation easier for common Nigerians like you and I?
If I'm to advise the president, if I can say that, yes. And I would like to say, maybe I would like to propose an increase in maybe the minimum wage,
yes.
Okay, because people are suffering and every inflation in the country.
By the way, how much is the current minimum wage?
30,000, and not all states have adopted the 30,000 yet. So you can imagine
how much is the price of rice per bag, one bag of rice.
It's more than.
It's close to 35,000.
Yes.
It's unbearable. Minimum wage is 30,000, and the price of bag of rice is 35,000 to 38,000.
And in Nigeria, we have like an extended family. So yes. Imagine. I would like to propose an increase actually in the minimum wage. Even though I believe it's not the solution totally, but it will cut some things. Like maybe people can adjust to the lifestyle.
I agree with you. For me, I think yes, we should increase the minimum wage. But if you look at our inflation rate, it's scary. Just yesterday, there was a report that our inflation rate is about 22%. It's scary. So I think with the increment in minimum wage, the government should also come up with robust economic policies to cushion the effect, so that the inflation is not going to affect the minimum wage, even when it has been increased.
So you said robust policies, yes. These economic policies. Can you share some?
Well, I'm not an economist, and I believe Tinubu is really doing well as far as the economy is concerned. And I believe these are some of the things that they are working on. The day before yesterday, yesterday they inaugurated the National Economic Council. So those are some of the terms of references that the National Economic Council will be looking at. So without trying to sound like economy, there would be and there are policies that the government is looking at that I believe would actually improve the life of Nigerians. Don't ask me to be specific. I'm not an economist.
Please, the government should maybe hurry up in implementing these policies. Should hurry up in implementing these policies because people are actually suffering.
I agree with you.
Well, that's all we have for today. Please join us again next week for another edition of our Week in Podcast. But before then, don't forget to follow us on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at @tscoop. Thank you, and goodbye from me, Hadiza Musa Yusuf.